He can do any of it.
He's just kind of a general surgeon?
General surgeon.
Yes, ma'am.
He's a very successful one at that.
Where did he go to school?
I went to Jefferson School.
I was talking about Dr. Browning.
Oh, I don't know. He's went to so many, so I wouldn't have no idea. But he started a little bit of old schoolhouse right over here, what we call Bethlehem. That's where he started.
Yes, ma'am.
And then he went from that to Carrollton, and I guess he finished high school there.
Yes, ma'am.
And then he went to college, you know, going from one college to another.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wouldn't know where he went to.
How many were in his family?
He was the only child she had.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Her and her husband never did see him. Mm-hmm. He left her before he was born.
Yes, ma'am.
Run off from him. His tax assessor. Very successful man. Nobody never did know what happened.
He just ran away?
He just ran away, and he nobody never heard from that man from that day to this day.
I wonder what made him do that?
I don't know, and Dr. is a spit image of him. Nobody don't know.
How old was he when he took off?
Well, he was just a young man. He was, I might have been 22 or 3, something like that. And nobody hasn't heard from that man from that day to listen, and Dr. 50 years old.
Yeah. Strange.
That was a strange thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. Well, tell me again whereabouts you were born.
I was born in Carroll County.
Mm-hmm.
Right here at Jefferson.
Yes, ma'am. Is Jefferson just a little town or community?
No, it's just it was a post office, really, just a post office place.
Yes, ma'am.
It was established for a post office. Used to have a big school here and a college here a long time ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And they just named it Jefferson on account of the post office, I think.
I see.
I guess that's why it did. And before that it was called Beckville. It was named Beckville before that.
Yes, ma'am.
When my grandfather owned it. Great-grandfather.
Yes, ma'am. And go ahead.
My great-grandfather and great-grandmother and grandfather's all buried off down here now on his place over, you know, like he used to have cemeteries at the homes.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's where his grave's at now. And he owned all this land in here. And it was a big family of them. Of course, he gave his children all the land, you know, scattered about everywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And then a lot of them married off into, you know, them days they kind of married in money families.
Yes, ma'am.
The parents just married them, I think, them days.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard my grandmother say that she didn't marry the man she intended to marry. That she married a that I don't know who it was that she liked so well. And but anyhow, her daddy had heard about it. Now, you know, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Not being able to marry who you wanted to?
Not being able to marry who you wanted to then.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyhow, they got along well together, and she thought lots of him. But she said every time there was going to be any trouble, she'd dream of him.
Is that right?
Of that man that she loved. And but Grandpa didn't live to be very old. And she raised her children by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she raised them here. All of them here, my mother. There was a crowd of them. Several, I don't know, 6 or 7 of them. She raised them all here until all of them died right around here.
About how many people live in Jefferson?
You know, I never had even thought about it.